This is Louis Navalier. It's Tuesday, June 24th. Okay, a little confusion going on with the situation between Israel and Iran. Trump announced a preliminary ceasefire within 24 hours. Iran fired some missiles. Israel was still sending planes. President Trump told Israel to turn them around. Don't drop the bombs. Anyway, we'll see what happens. President Trump's on his way to The Hague for the NATO meeting. But the big news for us folks is that we have three Fed representatives now calling for a key interest rate cut in July. The Fed meeting will be at the end of the month. And that's a very positive development. Now, Powell is testifying in front of Congress next couple of days. He's still saying that tariffs are likely to boost inflation. He's being quiet on future rate cuts. These are in his prepared statements. So we'll see what happens, but he's obviously going to get grilled. But, you know, he's a lame duck. You know, he's out next year. Everybody's getting positioned to take his spot and to lead the Fed. And so there is hope here. In the meantime, the market likes the fact that uncertainty is starting to diminish. And obviously, it's time to grow and prosper. Now, we do rally into holiday weekends. July 4th is coming up. So this is a seasonal rally. We're also in the middle of the annual Russell realignment. Stocks are supposed to pop next Monday when the list is finalized on Friday after the close. So there's a lot of short-term things to look forward to. In the meantime, Treasury yields continue to meander lower, and it looks like there's going to be more global interest rate cuts. So the deflation caused by China struggling, the glut they have in goods, is still spreading around the globe, and we expect that deflation to continue to show up in the inflation numbers. Late this week, we have the PCE, Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, that will be updated. It should be very favorable. It has less owner's equivalent rent, which is shelter costs, in it than the CPI. So it should be very, very favorable. So still up and away, folks. The stocks that have the best earnings are poised to prosper. We are getting a lot of questions about Him and Hers, what's going on. Well, obviously, Novo Nordisk hired them to make their blockbuster drug, Wegovy. But Him and Hers stayed in the generic GLP-1 business. You know, they can reformulate it a bit. And that really ticked off Novo Nordisk's new management. So they pulled that contract, and Him and Hers fell quite a bit yesterday. I'm expecting a nice bounce back in that stock because they're huge in the generic GLP-1 business. If you don't believe me, just talk to any kid that orders it. The bottom line is they have a very, very good distribution channel for their generic drugs and their compound pharmacy. So we'll see what happens. If the analysts cut estimates on that, it's another matter. But right now, I'm expecting a bounce back from Him and Hers after yesterday's sell-off. But otherwise, things are still on track. We're also getting some questions on Supermicro, what happened to them yesterday. They had a convertible bond offering, $2 billion convertible bond. Expires in 2030, and that will, if that convertible bond converts to stock, it would obviously dilute the shares just a bit. So that's why that stock sold off, but that stock should bounce right back because, again, the convertible bond offering was for 2030, and we're 2025, so no dilution at this moment. So otherwise, the market has a very healthy tone to it. It is aided by the annual Russell realignment. A lot of stocks being added to indices. So hang on, folks. Enjoy the ride. Louis Navalier. Just want to give this quick update.